Hello and welcome to Kickstarter of the Week. I'm your host, Chris Bowser. Alright, so first, let's talk about that music. That was last week's Kickstarter of the Week, Joshua. Last name, Crowther. C-R-O-W-T-H-E-R. So, that's a song, Running. He sent me an email last week after we finished the episode and was like, hey, notice you got some music on your Kickstarter of the Week podcast. If you're interested, here, have a listen. He just sent me some tracks. I listened. I liked what I heard. So I figured, what the hey, give the guy an extra plug on here, and you guys can listen to some of his sweet tunes. All right, so today's podcast interview is going to be with Arthur Danskin. Now, Arthur is making up a video game called Reassembly, and his company is Indie Voyage, LLC. And it's interesting. It's like a spaceship building scenario, but it plays like Asteroids from the looks of the video. I don't know. I think it looks pretty cool, but I like the old school video game look, and I thought this looked really awesome. It would be really hard to pass it up. So send him an email, and he's willing to sit down and talk with me. I'm always astonished that people are so willing just to sit down on Skype and talk with me. I'm like, it's just funny to me. But anyways, so on that note, let's move on to some listener mail. That's right, we have listener mail. People are actually emailing me, asking me questions, and saying things to me. Amazing. Anyways, thank you for everybody who wrote in. Thank you for everybody who's following us on Twitter now. I don't know, I think we have like 15 followers, which is more than I've ever had, so I appreciate that. Keep on following, liking, subscribing, all that good stuff. So, I'm going to skip the last name. I'm just going to say it's from Brian. That's the first name. Brian wants to know. The beats around the bush, he talks about a few things. But basically, his question is, how do you figure out which people you're going to get on the show? And I already emailed him back, but I'll tell you guys. The way that normally I do it is that I look through Kickstarter, and I try and find people that have complete Kickstarters, or what I would consider complete. You know, if you ever go on the website and look around, there's people who have, like, one paragraph with two rewards and stuff like that, and you're like, this isn't interesting. I'm not going to pledge money to this. And it's just people like that, they seem to rule Kickstarter almost, and I'm like, well, why are you even trying? Because you're not trying. You know, if you actually have a product or something that you're trying to get made, then put the effort in. But anyways, what I'll do is I'll look and I'll try and find about 3 to 5 of them that I find interesting, and then I'll send them out an email each saying, hey, you know, my name's Chris, I'm from Kickstarter of the Week podcast, and I came across your Kickstarter, and I'm interested. I'd like to talk to you and put you on the podcast. And of those, normally I get 1 or 2 responses. People will email back saying yes, or sometimes I've actually had a couple people go, no, I'm not interested. But most of the times they go, yeah, I'm interested. What time, what day, all that stuff. And the way I determine from those ones is like, well, who do I think I'll get better questions out of? Who has better energy from talking to them through email? You know, it's all about how we can interact, because that's the most important thing, in my opinion. I mean, the Kickstarter needs to be good, but even if it's not interesting and you have someone interesting to talk to, then it can make sound good. You know, you want a salesman to talk to about these types of things. What I always tell people is, these are people's passion projects, you know? These are the things that people want to do. So you should be excited to talk to somebody about it. That's my opinion of it, at least. But anyways, moving on, once again, thank you to everybody who emailed. Thank you for everybody who listened. I mean, you guys have done a great job of listening to this. It's gotten really big. And by really, I mean, it's pretty big for a small-time podcast. I mean, we're pretty much consecutively within the top 10 of the personal journal section, which is, that's what this is. It's considered a personal journal. And that's just, I mean, it's the most successful podcast I've ever run. So I just want to say how much I appreciate you guys listening and subscribing and following and all that good stuff. So keep it up, and well, enjoy the music before the interview. Thanks for listening.
Sinners, saints and lies, they tell me at home. Hello and welcome to Kickstarter of the Week. I'm your host, Chris Bowser. With me today, I have Arthur Danskin. How are you doing today?
Hey, Chris. I'm pretty good.
Oh, thank you for being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Of course, and we're here to talk about your game, Reassembly. Now, can you give me a real broad overview of what Reassembly is?
Of course. Reassembly is a spaceship building game. So you build a spaceship out of little pieces, and then you can fly it around in this giant open world. And there's kind of an ecosystem going on with a whole bunch of different factions. They kind of get into little emergent battles with each other. So you start out as a member of one of the factions, and then you fly around, and you fight members of the other factions. You kind of expand your territory. You can reactivate damaged stations that were previously destroyed, but part of your faction. And you gradually become more powerful, and there's a big focus on the shipbuilding aspect. So every ship in the whole game is made of little blocks, and you can individually rearrange those blocks, and you can individually destroy them. So when you're building your ship, you have to be careful. So like, put your weapons in the middle and put armor around them, and you have to place thrusters so that your ship will be able to fly quickly and dodge effectively, and you can place shield generators and a whole variety of other blocks. That's the overview.
Awesome. Now, you said something about different factions. Is there going to be a big emphasis on online play, to play with other people in a not necessarily in-game faction, but like a World of Warcraft equivalent of a guild or something?
I mean, that would be cool, but I think that doing an MMO is a little bit beyond our scope. It's basically a single-player game.
Okay.
So the factions are all controlled by the AI. However, the sort of ships, there is a sort of a ship sharing component where you can share the spaceships that you build with other players. And we've had players like design their whole own factions with like you know, a dozen spaceships and kind of a unified design methodology, like a unified design aesthetic. So there's a lot of like sharing of spaceships going on, but the actual gameplay is single player.
Okay, so it kind of utilizes the same thing that game came out, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago, called Spore did. Single player game, but it goes out and grabs other people's and then puts it into your game also?
It does, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of comparisons so far.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds great. Looking at the video, the visuals are just, I mean, they're beautiful. They're stunning. I love how simplistic yet complex it looks at the same time. So how did you guys decide on this? I mean, by you guys, I mean your team. How did you guys decide on this form of art direction? It looks almost cartoony. Was it just because that's what you had on hand, or was this the main goal?
Well, I think whenever you build something, whenever you do something creative, there's always some kind of combination of accident and what you plan for. I think the art style in Reassembly was largely, it's largely motivated by sort of primitive computer graphics. So I did all the art, and I used to do like computer graphics professionally. I used to work at a company called NVIDIA that does computer graphics hardware.
Yes.
And we had all these like tests that were designed to test whether various parts of the graphics card were working properly, and they would just draw like triangles, you know, and usually brightly colors, so you could tell if the Z buffer or whatever was working. And I always found those really cool looking, and I really wanted to sort of make. I always thought it was a shame that like the only people that got to see them were these like, you know, hardware engineers working on it, and I really wanted to sort of make a game out of it. You know.
It looks great. Like, it really, the big thing that drew me to this Kickstarter was the way that it looks, because it just looks so vibrant, and that's one of the big things that drew me. So I noticed from your Kickstarter that you're the main, I guess, the main person for the game company. How do you pronounce what that's called?
It's called Anisoptera. Anisoptera.
Okay.
That's how I say it. I'm not. It's like one of those words that I've only ever read.
Okay.
Dragonfly in Latin.
Oh, okay. Nice. So have you guys done any games previous to this that anybody would have heard of?
No, this is our first commercial game.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, I've written a whole bunch of games before this, but they were just like hobby projects.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's great. Getting on the ground level with a new company is always good for people then.
Yes.
So I noticed in your guys' video and reading through the Kickstarter that you guys are talking a lot about the soundtrack. So how does the music play into this game?
I think it's a really important part of the game because the visuals are very spare, right? They're very kind of vectory and kind of, what's the word, like, they look kind of like perfect, sort of, in the sense that they're they don't have a lot of like texture to them.
Okay.
They're very kind of mathematical.
Yes.
And I think that the music has a lot of like physical recordings in it, and it says a lot more. It's a lot more kind of human. It adds this whole kind of emotional, like gritty kind of real world aspect, sort of, to the game.
Okay. Yeah, I agree, especially when, because every character is a ship, right? There's not going to be any humanoids or anything in it.
Yeah.
So you have to do something in order to make it feel more, I don't know, heart-based, I guess. It's going to be harder for people to identify, so adding music is a good way to take care of that. So how far along is the game, like, during the development cycle?
We're pretty far along. We just got back from the Penny Arcade Expo last week, and we were like showing the game, and people were playing it. So, and we've had an ongoing alpha test for about almost 6 months now.
Wow.
I think, something like that. So the game has been sort of playable for all that time, and it's basically like you can sit down and play it, and it's like, yeah, this is a game. It's not like missing any huge features, but it's not really done. Like, there's a lot of polish we want to do.
Okay. Did you guys get any good feedback from PAX?
Oh yeah, huge amount. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Great.
It's nothing like showing your game to 100 people for 5 minutes each. So it's sort of what you know, help you pare it down in your head and explain exactly what it is that you are contributing with your game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
So then, since you guys are primarily done, the funds are mostly going to be used for just the putting the last coat of polish on it.
Yeah, I mean that's a huge amount of work though.
Like, yeah.
If you look at any game development process, like, they basically have like a game, like, you know, like 2 years before they actually ship it, and then they just like polishing it and fixing things and like adding more content, and it's a huge amount of work to take like a 90% game to a 100% game, and it's, but like a 100% game is really much better than a 90% game. It's a much better product. So
yeah, I think we've all played those games where like I think that they just stopped around 75% and just released this thing.
Right. So. Yeah, it happens a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's great then. I mean, it makes sense that you need the last push in order to finish it then. So, with this last push, do you guys have an idea of when, if the Kickstarter is successful, do you have an idea of when it would be available? Like a ballpark time?
Yeah. It's promised from the Kickstarter. It's going to be available by next February, the final game.
Oh, okay, great. And how are you guys planning on distributing it?
Primarily through Steam.
Okay.
We'll probably try to get a Humble widget, and probably just, I don't know, there are a bunch of online marketplaces.
Nice. So this is going to be strictly for PC?
Yes, that's the plan right now.
Okay.
Including Mac and Linux.
I'm sorry?
Excuse me. Including Macintosh and Linux in this sort of broad PC.
Oh, great. That's awesome. There's so many games to get pushed back for Mac, they don't come out till much, much later.
Yeah.
So, how many people are on your team?
Pretty much two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're indie, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so I'm Arthur. I'm doing all the programming.
Yeah.
And the design, and Peter's doing music.
Well, hold on. So, I guess I kind of thought when you said, oh, yeah, you know, I've been working on this for a long time, I didn't realize you meant just you. So, this entire thing is just you.
Well, me and Peter, but...
Well, I mean, he does the music, but you're the one that does all the actual game?
Yeah, pretty much. I've had people help me out with chip designs.
Okay.
And there's like several hundred chips in a game, and the testers have been invaluable and so on. But I did write all the code and so on.
Jeez. That is a huge amount of work for one person. Like, I tip my hat to you, sir. That is a lot of time and a lot of work.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, nice. I mean, yeah, we've been going for a while. It's been almost, I've been full-time on it for about a year and a half, and I'm working on it total for 1 to 2 years now.
Wow. All right. So then, how did you guys get hooked up with Indie Voyage then?
So I met Colin. Indie Voyage is Colin and Robert. And
okay.
I met Colin at GDC Next, I think, which is a game developer conference, at some networking event. And then we met again later at another conference. We just ran into each other and then we were just talking. And I sent Colin a build of my game, which was much more alpha than it is now. And he played it a lot, and he liked it a lot. And Colin had been working as a lawyer for game developers, especially indie game developers, helping them set up LLCs and get trademarks and so on. And he wanted to get into sort of production, and he was really interested in Kickstarter and that sort of thing. So he really liked my game and thought it would be a good first game for his company.
Awesome. So do you have any plans past this game? Anything in the chamber?
I mean, I always have a lot of ideas, but I'm really focused on getting this game done at the moment.
I understand that absolutely. I guess you got to put one foot down first, right?
Yeah. Well, it's taking all my efforts.
Great. Well, this is, if people haven't looked, I highly suggest that you jump onto Kickstarter and you just look up Reassembly. That's one word. And it says Reassembly by Indie Voyage LLC. And go on there and take a look at the video. And they have a lot of, I guess these are all GIFs, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And just check out the visuals for this. It looks great. And do you have any, a Twitter, a Facebook, anything like that you can plug?
Of course, yeah. We have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/reassemblygame, all one word. We have a Twitter account, actually several Twitter accounts. The official game Twitter is at reassembly_RQD.
Okay.
Like reassembly required.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I have a personal Twitter account too, which is at minilegan.
Well, if people didn't have time to write that down, I'll go ahead and post it up on the website. So just click on through my thing that you guys are listening to right now, and that'll lead you to where that needs to be. Arthur, I'd like to say thank you very much for your time, and I wish you all the best luck on this endeavor.
Oh, thanks so much, Chris.
All right. You willing to come back on and do a secondary once this has been successfully funded?
Of course.
Great. Well, then, we look forward to hearing from you in the future. Thank you for your time.
And we're back. Let's go ahead and do some updates. First off, I know that my voice is a little rough right now. Unfortunately, this is taking a little longer to get out because I've been sick. So that, added with the fact that I've been trying to do a lot of audio work with the previous interview segment, it came off a little hazy. Hopefully you guys heard everything that you need to hear properly. If there's any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to email me, Twitter me, Facebook me. Sometimes via Skype, it doesn't record as good as you think it would, just kind of the way it is. Normally, I can go through the audio software and tweak it a little bit here and there and make it sound a little bit better. This time, I did what I could, but hey, moving on. Let's go ahead and look at some of the people that we've had on previously. Number one, Three of Swords. They were our featured musician last week. Well, they finished up their Kickstarter, and they are funded. That's right, they have 56 backers, $3,855. They beat their goal of $3,850 by a whopping $5. So congratulations, Three of Swords. Great to see that you guys got funded, and thank you for being our featured artist of last week. Now, as for people who we've actually had on for interviews, the first episode number one, Brewmasters.club, as of this recording, has 4 days left to go. They have $855 pledged of their total that they're looking for of $3,500. So, double down on them. Hit them hard. Make sure this thing gets funded. I want to be able to pair stuff with food and beer and find out where to get it easily. Brewmasters.club. The second episode, we got the Black Watchmen. They are at $25,000. $360 out of their $4,000 goal, 19 days left to go. I think that we could probably get there. I think that they can get there. They're on track, looking good so far.
So hopefully that goes through. Check them out also. Next up, we have Super Issue 2. That was last week's episode. Super has raised $2,941 as of this recording, and they are looking for $6,800. They have 12 days left. I think that they can do this. 12 days, what is that? $4,000 in 12 days? Oh, come on, we can make that happen. Go ahead and check them out. Super Issue 2 by Joshua Crowther. He was also the featured musician this week, so thank you for that. And last but not least, we have this week's interview, Assembly. Now, Assembly so far has gained $8,843 of their goal of $28,000. It's looking good. They got 22 days left. Check them out. You can follow them on Twitter at reassembly_RQD, as in reassembly required. You can find them as Reassembly Game on Facebook. They have a YouTube channel, so you can look them up there. And yeah, just check them out. They got some pretty cool stuff. If nothing else, check out their Kickstarter. They got a really cool video, some awesome GIFs on their Kickstarter webpage. And, you know, we don't really go into it as much anymore, but they have some pretty awesome pledges too. So go through, check it out. And that'll do it for our update segment. I already gave you guys the contact information, but I'll do it again. What the hey? You can Twitter me at Kickstarter OTW. That's Kickstarter of the Week OTW. I am on Facebook. You can look me up there. Just Kickstarter of the Week. You can email me, kickstarterofthe week@gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, if you have a Kickstarter, or you want to be a featured musician who has a Kickstarter up, shoot me off an email and let me know that you want to be featured, and I will gladly give you a plug. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to email me. So, I just want to say a big thank you to you guys for listening yet again. You know, the podcast is getting, well, it's taken off, and I just appreciate everybody listening. So, thank you so much. And tune in next week for another great Kickstarter.